This is GQDN for Finally Friday, November 7th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go find Quest Worthy. It's really good stuff. Strawberry. By patreon.com/groupquest. Oh, what happened on Tuesday? Lots of stuff. That'll be discussed tomorrow night. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some stuff for PlayStation owners. There's a rumor that something could be canceled and Square Enix is laying off people. But we cannot ignore the biggest news of the week. Grand Theft Auto, as well you know, has been delayed until November 19th, 2026. We got a lot of background on this one, so get ready. So here is what they said via Video Games Chronicle up on X. Quote, "Hi everyone, Grand Theft Auto 6 will now release on Thursday, November 19th, 2026. We're sorry for adding additional time to what we realize has been a long wait, but these extra months will allow us to finish the game with the level of polish you have come to expect and deserve. We want to thank you again for your patience and support. While the wait is a little longer, we are incredibly excited for players to experience the sprawling state of Leonda, and return to the modern day Vice City. Now, there has been a lot of things going on because of this, and a lot of people were talking about it. We'll start with PC Gamer, because CD Projekt Red did tell Rockstar not to make the same mistake that it did on Cyberpunk 2077, because they got up on Twitter and said, quote, "No more delays are happening." Well, if you remember, they did have problems with Cyberpunk 2077. And they said that Cyberpunk 2077, PC Gamer said it, is an excellent game now, because they have it on their top 100 games that you could play right now. But at launch, it was bad. So that's why they said that there's no delays, or no more delays. But they weren't the only one talking about it. Even Power World was talking about it, because Bucky, according to GamesRadar.com, did say, quote, "Interestingly, just a little industry knowledge for all of you gamers. A November 19th launch puts them outside of the nomination window for most game awards in 2026. Intentional or what? Either way, expect to see many games, especially AAA ones, to swerve to avoid the 2027 award season," end quote. He said that on Twitter, or X. Now, some of the games could move their release dates forward, most likely Xbox as a publisher and PlayStation, or earlier in 2026. So this is going to be just one of those things that has the theoretical ripple effect. And the ripple effect is going to cause a lot of shifts in the gaming world. That's my thought. I know I shouldn't do that on The Daily Show, but this is fact. Because when a big game drops and moves its date, that does happen. But according to GamingBolt.com, this delay is not related to the recent firings. Okay, we're going to Rumorville on this one. Because 30 people were fired because of things that have been going on in the company. And once again, Jason Schreier did make his post on the Reset Era forums, and he did say that the firings wouldn't have a major impact on the game release just yet. The effects will be felt over a longer term, leading up to the release date, November 19, 2026, with some missed deadlines and loss of morale in the studio. Here's what he wrote on the Reset Era. Quote, "This delay was not due to the firings last Thursday. While the fallout from those firings could certainly have long-term impact on the project to lead more missed deadlines in the future, due to those vacant roles, protracted legal battles, morale loss, the game did not slip 6 months because 34 people were fired a week ago. It was announced today because Take-Two reported earnings today." But those people, once again going back to GamingBolt.com, did call out the Rockstar studio for, quote, "disinformation and lies," end quote. So here's what happened with this. One of the employees from the studio did go to the GTA forums to talk about the company's action. They remained anonymous and haven't been verified as a real Rockstar Games employee by admin, the person, and they used the name Organize, where they further criticized the developers of Rockstar Games, calling out the company for union busting. Now, the event itself led up to the firing of more than 34 colleagues, and that also had the reasons given by the company, where they had, quote, a lot of disinformation and lies that are really concerning, end quote. Now, this is what GamingBolt.com is saying. But they also said that the employees were messaged by the studio's HR department for a meeting under the friendly guise of it'll be a quick chat. On attending the meeting, they were handed letters that stated that they were being terminated for, quote, gross misconduct, end quote. And with other things, the employees were also refused the right to representation by the union. Rockstar did claim that the employees were fired because they were, quote, distributing and discussing confidential information in a public forum. And Organize said, no, we were not. He denied all that. But they did note they were in discussion with the union representatives on a private Discord group. And they had the employees themselves along with officials from the Independent Workers Union of Great Britain. Great Britain. Yeah. So Organize did say, quote, let me make this clear. I never saw any discussion leaking of Rockstar projects in the union Discord. The only ever discussion was around unionization efforts and the working conditions at Rockstar Games. The Discord wasn't public. It was a private Discord group that only contained Rockstar Games employees and the IWGP union officials. That was union busting and nothing else. Everyone fired was a union member. They were also predominantly from those who were on the union organizing committee of each UK studio, end quote. But they went into AI as well. GamesRadar.com did say that Grand Theft Auto and Borderlands owner Take-Two has some success with using AI for doing some mundane tasks. That's Jaros Zelnick, which is the CEO of Take-Two Interactive, which is a corporation that is behind WWE 2K, Borderlands, and Grand Theft Auto. And he was doing some talking, and this was during a quarterly financial conference call. So here's what he said, quote, as tool sets improved, we can become more efficient, we can become more effective, and give our people freedom to be more creative. So AI, depending on how you define it, and properly deployed, of course, is a positive for creativity, end quote. Now, they did use the tools, and he was talking about some of the success of those tools, AI. Further quote, we have seen some effectiveness. There are plenty of areas of business where the tools that we have rolled out are helping us. We are not either using this as an excuse to, or frankly, seeing the opportunity to, reduce headcount, end quote. So they're using AI, but they were also talking to Borderlands 4. And here we got some finger pointing, because Take-Two did say that Borderlands 4 is soft, via Eurogamer. And this was a wide-ranging interview following the GTA 6 delay. And that's where the CEO, Zelnick, did admit that Borderlands 4 sales were softer than expected. And he was blaming the dip on the challenges with the criticized PC release that the Gearbox boss, Randy Pitchford, did insist they had, quote, few real issues, end quote. But they also had some performance complaints. But when Borderlands 4 did launch, it did some positive reviews back in September. But it ranked up the negative rating on Steam as customers did find the poor PC performance. And Pitchford took to social media, claiming that the PC release was, quote, pretty darn optimal, end quote. And they only had just a few issues, affecting a, quote, very, very small percentage of users. Even so, Pitchford, they say that developer Gearbox will be putting some work to improve the performance on the platform. And of course, we did say that Zelnick did say that Borderlands 4 PC release was soft because of it. Here's what he said, quote, the critical acclaim the game received was superb, and we're happy with the release, end quote. But then he went over to the game business, and with Christopher Dring in an interview, even after yesterday's GTA 6 delay announcement. Here's what he said there, quote, "Equally, there are some challenges with the Steam release. Gearbox has been addressing those challenges and will continue to do so. So in terms of its units sold out of the gate, the numbers were a little softer than we would have liked. In the fullness of time, we think it's going to do great," end quote. But now, we finally get off of that. We go to Square Enix. GamingBolt.com again did say that Square Enix UK and US offices will have some layoffs affecting 100 employees. And Square Enix in the UK and the United States will be having some mass layoffs, as reported by IGN. The exact number has not yet been confirmed, but it could be more than 100 workers across the company's international offices. In its own statement, Square Enix did confirm that the process of reorganizing its operations across North America and Europe is in line with the recent progress report of the midterm business plans. Quote, "We are reorganizing our operations in North America and Europe to strengthen our development structure and to drive globally integrated market or marketing strategy. This is an extremely difficult decision, made following careful consideration and analysis by our leadership to best position the group's long-term growth. We extend our heartfelt gratitude to the talented team members who will be departing the company for their significant contributions to Square Enix during the period of transition. We remain committed to treating these individuals with the utmost respect and providing extensive support throughout the process," end quote. And Square Enix did note that the idea behind the reorganization would improve some efficiency. We shall see if that happens. PlayStation Lifestyle, oh, we're going to go to PlayStation now, did say that EA is going to shut down some PlayStation 4 games tomorrow because they are gutting the catalog. The games will be Dirt 4, Dirt Rally, and some other Codemaster games. So that's 2016's Dirt Rally and 2017's Dirt 4 will lose online services on November 8th. And the publisher did confirm the server closure for Dirt Showdown, Dirt 3, Grid Autosports, and Grid 2. The update was shared by EA employee on the World Rally Championship's official Discord channel. The four of the games were originally scheduled to shut down on March 16th, 2026, but EA decided to speed things up on the closure. And there were a couple of titles mentioned above that were previously the PlayStation Plus monthly games. There were a large number of players that might have been in their library. So if you want those games, you better get it now. But we need a little bit of good news. So if you want a Nintendo Switch 2, GamingBolt.com did say that Nintendo has no plans to raise the price of Switch 2, even though the prices for the components are going up. And that's because of the tariffs, according to GamingBolt.com. And Nintendo president did say that the question was raised in the QA session in the earnings report. And he said, quote, "We believe that we will be able to maintain the current level of profitability for hardware for the time being unless there are significant changes in external factors, such as shift in tariff assumptions or other unexpected events. While we are aware that the cost of various materials are rising, we anticipate some areas where cost reduction may be achieved in Nintendo Switch 2 through ongoing mass production efforts. Therefore, currently we do not expect the recent rise in material costs to greatly impact profitability. We will continue our efforts to maintain the same level of profitability as we currently have," end quote. So there will be no plans to raise prices. That's not a rumor, but this one is. PC Gamer did say that Nvidia might cancel the RTX 50 supercards because the RAM, well, they're calling it nonsense. And that was reported by Hinico's Hardware on Twitter, or X. And that's saying that someone somewhere is claiming that the DDR4, DDR5 memory shortages will make the cost of the 3GB GDDR7 modules very high, and Nvidia is going to cancel the refresh of RTX 50 graphics card, which is expected to have some larger RAM chips, and current cards could get a lot more expensive for good measure too. That's a direct quote from PC Gamer. So here's what Unico's Hardware did say up on Twitter. Quote, "Rumor. Due to a crazy shortage recently, 3GB GDDR7 cannot make it to consumer market for desktop. The Super Series is canceled, and the current models are expected to be more expensive very soon. because of the increasing cost of 2 gigabytes GDDR7. End quote. Well, maybe that's not going to come. Maybe something else is coming. Because according to PureXbox.com, an ex-Obsidian dev did say that Avowed 2 might be made, but there is no plans for Outer Worlds 3 right now. So Obsidians have a very busy year. Three major games came out in 2025, Avowed, Grounded 2, and Outer Worlds 2. But a tweet did get a lot of attention from Chris Avalon, said, quote, "Apparently, aside from DLC plans for Outer Worlds 2, it seems like Obsidian is making no plans for Outer Worlds 3, but they're doing Avowed 2. Now, will that happen? We shall see. And if it does, well, he didn't say where he got his information from, but he does have some connections to Obsidian, though. So we'll see if it's right. Oh, we do have some good things for PlayStation 2, and some bad things. Now we got some good things. PlayStation Lifestyle, again, did say that there's an upgrade for disc owners of a PlayStation 4 game, and Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice now has a PlayStation 5 port, and the upgrade is now available for original game digitally. Now, we don't know why it was locked out of the original updates, but if you put your PlayStation 4 disc in the PlayStation 5, you'll get the PlayStation 5 port for free, and you do not need to install the older version. Now, Hellblade for PlayStation 5 cost $30. The original game did launch as a time PlayStation 4 exclusive, and the PlayStation 5 upgrade was published by Microsoft following the acquisition of Ninja Theory. So, it's coming out on PlayStation 5. It's got its own port, and it's there for you right now. Did I say it's coming out? No, it's there for you right now. We'll be talking about this tomorrow. All of this tomorrow. GTA, big time tomorrow, World of Warcraft, updates tomorrow, and some other stuff too. On twitch.tv/DawnForge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night, 6 p.m. So until then, go play some video games, people.